Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, December 2nd. Bruce County says there were no injuries in a fire in a county-run residential apartment building in Walkerton. A release says it happened at 308 John Street yesterday. Brockton firefighters responded to the scene and extinguished the fire. The county says the building was evacuated of its 20 tenants. They were relocated to the Walkerton Arena, where the county says it worked with partner organizations to shelter tenants and address other immediate needs. Bruce County says there have been no reported injuries. The CFOS Sun-Times Christmas Fund broadcast is returning to a live stage this weekend, celebrating 83 years. This marathon of local talent will be going at the Roxy Theatre in Owen Sound on Sunday from 1 in the afternoon until 8 at night and broadcasted on 560 CFOS. Bayshore Broadcasting Managing Director Kevin Brown says, "We're gearing up for this year's broadcast."
Now, these funds will be divided equally among 23 local charities who rely on the broadcast to assist them in their work with children, youth, and seniors. For example, some of the 23 include Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Grey Bruce, Grace, Meaford Food Bank and Outreach, and O'Share.
The event last year set a fundraising record of $71,300. Donations can be made at any Royal Bank branch in Grey Bruce, while pledges can be made by calling Bayshore Broadcasting starting at 1 p.m. on Sunday. 560 CFOS is also auctioning off a weekend of Elvis this morning to help kickstart the fundraising. On the CFOS morning show, listeners can bid on the Elvis package, which also includes dinner at Cobble Beach and a chance to co-host part of the morning show. To bid, call 519-376-7777. Winnipeg police believe they have a serial killer in custody. Initially, 35-year-old Jeremy Skibicki was charged with killing a 24-year-old First Nations woman in May. He has now been charged with three more homicides, all involving First Nations women. Investigators say the bodies of the three have not been recovered, but they say there's enough evidence for charges. You'll be able to get free COVID-19 rapid testing kits for the next 7 months. The province says it will make the free rapid antigen tests available at grocery stores and pharmacies until June of next year. The program was previously slated to end December 31st. Premier Doug Ford says he will not use the notwithstanding clause after a court struck down a law that limits wage increases for public sector workers. A judge this week said the wage increase limit violates Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But Ford says the province will be appealing the decision to a higher court. Taking a look at business news, markets look poised to open down today. The Toronto Stock Exchange opens today at 20,525 after going up 72 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is down 194 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.47 U.S. cents, up 0.02 of a cent. And the price of oil is $81.71, up 49 cents a barrel. Time now for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning, Claire. We're here at Cobble Beach. We're in the Sweetwater Restaurant. Breakfast goes from 8 until 10. Lots of variety, and we're loving it. In the NHL, there were 11 games last night. An all-Canadian matchup, Montreal beats Calgary 2-1. Leafs will be at Tampa Bay tomorrow. In the National Football League, Buffalo moves to 9-3. Josh Allen with two TD passes. They win at Foxborough, beating the Patriots 24-10. The Attack won at Barrie last night, 5-2. Owen Sound will be in action again tonight at Sudbury. Knights of Meaford won their game last night in overtime in the Greater Metro League, 8-7 the final there. All the summaries from the Attack and the Knights of Meaford victories are posted on the RE/MAX Scribbers Realty Sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. And World Cup Soccer coming up at 10, South Korea against Portugal and Ghana against Uruguay. Once again, we're here at Cobble Beach. Come and see us.